Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You rascals, it's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Tell you guys up until 2, as your Miami Heat will be back in action tonight. Your Panthers are back in action tonight. We got a little doubleheader. Yay. Leroy, get a little snoozing, baby. Come on. You don't want to watch a little Heat
Can
Kings?
I just tell you?
Little Heat Kings,
this. I'm going to say this. No.
Little cats and Lanch tonight?
Nope.
Ball Arena?
No,
the Cats are the only ones who got us here, dude.
Right.
All we got is the Cats. Sergei Bobrovsky, 37 years old. Does he want a time off? Nah, I'm out here quick as ever. Boquist brothers, they're like, hey, we're bringing some edge. We got Barkey. We got Kachuk.
What was it? Spencer Knight. He's looked not bad.
Not bad. Listen, he knows. Hey, listen, he knows that he's got that throne as soon as Bob's ready to call the girl. I don't know when Bob's slowing down.
When you can play goalie while doing backflips and side twists, you're not ready to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Gets his body from one side of the net to the other, it looks like he's playing Twister sometimes.
It does. I'm looking forward to it tonight. I like a little late night action. Now, here's the latest on the Jimmy Butler saga. Okay. For those who have lived under a rock, they suspended him on Friday without pay, 7 games, which would take, which was the last home game.
That's basically $1 million a game for the amount of games he's played.
It was, I believe, it's like it for whatever reason it ventures out to $2.5 million. I thought it was like a $4 million fine,
right?
Based on his game checks, but I guess it's not a pure just per game check the way that it works.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already filed a grievance. The Players Association has already filed a grievance, but that doesn't stop your suspension. They still go through the suspension. Eventually, it all gets settled. This has happened with like Kyrie, Ben Simmons, James Harden, you know, those types
the
of
usual
things.
Suspects.
Right.
Like you notice the names that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, does that tell you all you need to know?
So the Heat suspended him. He was not there on Saturday night. God, did they? I mean, true or false? I don't think Jimmy Butler watched the game, but when he found out what had happened, he was howling with laughter. Yes.
Yes.
I mean,
based on the way he's been playing, it wouldn't have. What is he laughing at?
I don't know. I mean, just you suspended me and Pat Riley had to sit there and watch his team give up 100 points in 3 quarters to a 7-win team.
He took a nap.
There are pictures that look like he's sleeping. I will not accuse Pat Riley of sleeping, but there are pictures that very much look like he's sleeping during that game.
All right.
I didn't see him sleeping. I saw him there with Alonzo Mourning. But you know what? If he was sleeping, I don't blame him. That was one of the worst basketball games I have ever seen. But now, here's the interesting thing. Last night, Anthony Chang, Ira Winderman are saying the Miami Heat are putting a plan in place for Jimmy Butler's return after these seven games.
Huh?
If they cannot find a trade for Jimmy Butler, they're preparing to try and figure out what they do when he comes back.
Now,
and
it doesn't look like they're going to find a trade for him.
It doesn't seem like there's like there was some weird stuff over the weekend where like there was some weird movement on the Grizzlies betting line, which I don't know who's betting on Jimmy Butler future teams. It does appear very much like, and I don't want to just throw accusations out there. It appears the Phoenix Suns are bullying Bradley Beal. Like they're being very mean to him. It appears he's been frozen out by Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. Yesterday,
he's always hurt.
Yesterday, Chris Haynes comes out and says he is being demoted from the starting lineup along with Nurkic. And apparently there is what Haynes refers to as tension in the locker room because they've stunk. I mean, you know, but why does Jimmy Butler want to go there? Because their owner is very rich and he will pay Jimmy Butler whatever he wants. However, the Heat are not taking back Bradley Beal, so they need to find a third team. There's some stuff out there. There's some mechanisms of maybe Detroit. I've seen a Detroit, Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias Harris back to the Heat with picks. They take on Bradley Beal. They lost Jaden Ivey, and the Suns get Jimmy Butler. Now, this all is prevalent on Bradley Beal has to waive his no-trade clause and say, I want to go play in Detroit. Now, he did play in Washington, so, I mean, he's been on some bad teams. And they're not awful. They're not Washington Wizards bad right now. And it appears, though, what they're trying to do, I don't want to accuse anybody of anything. It appears that locker room and that team is trying to shame him. And let me just say, Bradley, you stand tall, my friend. Don't feel like you need to say yes to anything.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Stand tall, Bradley.
Whoa. You do realize that you can't get what you want if all these other things don't happen.
I got to be honest with you. I feel like I'm rooting for chaos.
Well, you already have chaos.
You might be right about that.
You already have chaos. You got Jimmy chaos. So what? How much more chaos could you want?
I now want to see what it's like if he tries to come back. And honestly, hey, Leroy.
No. You.
What?
You come on this show and you make fun of all the dysfunction on other teams in any sport. And now you're rooting for it for the Heat?
Yes. I want to see.
Do you not feel ashamed of yourself for the thing that you have
don't
made
feel
fun
it.
Of?
No. You want to
the
no.
thing that you have made it. Fun of and laughed at and mocked all the years we've known each other is the chaos and the just the stuff going on with other teams.
Yeah.
The dysfunction on other teams.
And
now you're rooting for it for your own team?
Here's why. Can I say why? Because you guys lost by 36 points to the Utah Jazz without Jimmy Butler. So if you guys are going to put out that performance, then I'm just here for interesting. And you want to know what would be funny? Jimmy Butler's suspension being up, no trades happen, and he has to come back and either one, I guess, sit on the bench. I don't know what he's going to do. Or two, him and Spo have to make amends. And I just want to see what happens. I'm kind of curious. I don't know. We don't know. Could happen.
No, it couldn't.
I mean, it might happen.
First of all, you're talking about two stubborn men with the.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Their heels dug in. And that's not even talking about Pat Riley. I'm just talking about Spo and Jimmy. Why does he do this?
Oh, chance. New year, same him.
And same him.
I'm sorry, I had to sneeze.
You talked for the last 5 minutes. You didn't realize nobody can hear you?
It wasn't 5 minutes. It was two words. You're lashing.
It wasn't.
It was. You're lashing out.
What are you, a ventriloquist now? I'm telling you, your lips moved for the last 5 minutes. No words came out.
Ridiculous. That's not true.
Oh my goodness, you're the worst.
Here's what I think. I think Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler, that bridge is burned. Okay, it's not getting fixed.
Spo ain't gonna save it.
Spo is a maniac. He's able to compartmentalize. If it's just hoops, it's just Spo. That's what he can do. If he truly felt, now, will Jimmy actually play basketball? I don't know. I mean, they got his word last time that he was going to come back from this illness, and he didn't try. So,
and he blamed Spo. The guy you said he going to make up with.
I think,
Spo, let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
What little coaching we know? What little about basketball we know? Where's the one spot you're not going to put Jimmy Butler? If you know his skill set. Standing in the corner?
But he chose to do that.
Then why? But he said to coaches, that's my role.
He also said
that's
he was
what
sick.
He said.
Yeah, he also said he was sick.
Yeah, well, okay. So what leads me to believe, let me just say this, leads me to believe that this situation has only come to a head now, but has been going on for a while, right before Jimmy got the bubble guts.
Agreed.
Okay. So.
Convenient bubble guts.
We're the worst bubble guts in the history of bubble guts.
We're going to go on a month of Jimmy Butler basically not playing with these 7-game suspension on top of the 7-game BGs. We're going to go on that many games where they were just trying to figure out a trade. Hey guys, here's my thought. The trade isn't coming for either one of you. None of you are going to get what you want here. And your only way out of this is finish the year together and Jimmy opts out. So don't you guys like very clearly over this, they fielded their calls. Brian Windhorst is saying the Heat don't like their hand, which why would they, if I was a GM, why the hell would I give the Heat anything knowing what they're dealing with? Okay. If you're the Miami Heat and you're Jimmy Butler, again, I come to, isn't the best situation for you to play as good as possible so somebody wants to pay you?
One would think.
Other than this crazy Suns owner.
Which was my whole point the whole time, which is why I thought Jimmy would ball out when he said, I ain't worried about the contract.
Yeah, well, he didn't ball out.
And guess what? If you don't ball out, you can still opt in for $52 million.
Right. And he didn't ball out. He lashed out.
Right. So what makes you think, and I'm going to say this, because, you know, you're my guy.
Yep.
Thick as thieves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Eat crab together and do stuff. What in the hell makes you think Jimmy going to come back and ball? Because there ain't nothing that he's done that would suggest that when he told you he was going to do that previously to this situation.
What if he has found out that the temperature of paying him money has not been that great?
You're asking a guy
mm-hmm.
to be aware
mm-hmm.
that has never been aware.
That's fair.
Like, you don't. This ain't. Listen, I put this perfectly
mm-hmm.
before all of this, before the suspension, before everything. Jimmy's going to be Jimmy. Pat is going to be Pat. Spo's going to be Spo. And they all going to get dug in, and ain't nobody going to move. Because everybody and all those three parties feel this. I'm in a position in my career where I don't have to budge for nobody.
Yes, but I think the one who would be
who's going to give in?
I think Spo is the massager.
No,
because I think he's just saying, "Hey, Jim,
you think? Wait, You know the basis in which Spo lives is you earn it.
Of course.
You earn your right to be on the court. Now, if Jimmy comes back and you just throw him in there for 30 minutes, what are all those other guys going to say?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So as a coach, if you give into this, right? You give into this, what is Khalil going to say?
I don't think he's going to say anything.
Really? Really?
He's a rookie.
Really? Okay.
I think Nico misses him.
Okay. That's fine. All that is fine. Okay. All those other guys could love Jimmy. But this has got nothing. Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it? Nothing.
Kevin Love?
No. The love that you have for Jimmy and don't have nothing to do with this situation.
What are you looking at me for, Frog Boy?
Who the hell is controlling Kevin Love's Instagram? Because this guy, he is on a streak.
Let me tell you something about the old, they don't care about trolling on Instagram. He's not playing basketball, so he's just like, I'm gonna have a good time.
He was trolling in the locker room after Tyler's addressing the media.
Sure was.
I'm like, a little bit too much fun, Kevin.
Unless Kevin's trying to mend fences. What if he's a fence mender?
That's what he's doing.
Wait. You have to show me a situation where any of these parties had a change of heart and this situation would get better.
You think
Spo would? Based on what?
Look, the Heat want wins.
Want to happen.
I understand, but hear me out. The Heat want wins and Jimmy wants Mannion. How does either one of those things happen without each other?
Jimmy wanted the money before and he got mysterious bubble guts.
He thought, okay, he got mysterious bubble guts and then he came back and he lashed out and he thought this will get me traded and it hasn't. Got him suspended.
But you said he wanted money. But correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
25 points a game, 7 rebounds, 5 assists will get you your money. Is that not...
Yeah, if he plays Jimmy Butler basketball, it would get him his Mannion. Lashing out, I don't think does help that.
So, like, who's gonna get? Because we're in a position now where I believe Jimmy thinks, like, forget I'm 35, I'm a baller. Pay me. But ain't nobody seen it in how long?
Dude, there's we gotta take a break. But there's some more reports out there. People aren't that keen on him. Like,
right?
The market ain't so hot.
Why?
Take a break. Back after this.